TUC Radio, San Francisco. Time of Useful Consciousness. Hidden History. The Man from God Knows Where. The poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti received a CD in the mail. The liner notes quoted Kerouac. This is about another America where the spirit has not been tamed by the restless machine of modern materialism. Tom Russell is the singer-songwriter of that CD entitled The Man from God Knows Where. Ferlinghetti and Tom Russell met for the first time in the summer of 2005. The setting was an early morning breakfast in a hotel near the historic San Francisco Fillmore Auditorium. Russell had performed there the night before. This is the conversation. I added the songs later. Tom Russell.
Our history is built around a bunch of facts that somebody wants us to know, whether it's about the Civil War or about the Indian Wars. This is what's happened. Or let's say Don Juan Oñate came across the Rio Grande from Spain in 1558 in a suit of armor and declared all this land for Spain. You get these facts. What I want to know is what this guy was thinking. Where did he come from? How the hell was he riding around on a horse wearing a suit of armor in 130-degree heat? I want to know the real human stuff, which we don't get in our histories, which, of course, is the bridge between history and fiction writing, I guess. We don't really get down to it, and I was trying in The Man from God Knows Where to give more of a human history of what these people felt and what they were made of. And I had some facts to go on, but I really wanted to rely on voices, you know.
I rode the rods on steam trains with a banjo on my knee, while the voice of Stephen Foster, he whispered songs to me of a storefront church and a chain gang choir. Black sorrow filled the air. Then Stephen died on the Doss House floor, like a man from God knows where. I heard the sound of Indian drums, I heard the bugles blow, before they rewrote history into a Wild West show. My kinsail toward America to steal their Indian ground. They passed Bill Cody's circus ship, European bound. Sitting Bull in this gondola canoe, Bill Cody brings us smoking meat. So what are we to do? I came across the water in a boat no man could row, to play war in front of strangers in Cody's Wild West show. Whoop-a-tie, whoop-a-tie, I-oh. I've seen their Eiffel Tower and the wonders of their world. Saloons where drunken white men stared at naked dancing girls. And I close my eyes and see the Bighorn Valley harvest moons ago. And the bloody hair of Custer hanging from our victory pole. Whoop-a-tay, whoop-a-tay, aye-o. Whoop-a-tay, whoop-a-tay, aye-o. Staring calmly from your magic photograph. In this gondola canoe, am I about to cry or laugh? My spirit rides with Red Cloud, Black Bear, and Buffalo. My dreams fly with the heron, the gray crane, and the crow. Whoop-a-tay, whoop-a-tay, aye-o. Whoop-a-tay, whoop-a-tay, aye-o. Whoop-a-tay. Whoop-a-tay, aye-o.
One of the lines that haunts me is the circus ships crossing the settler ships.
The first Americans coming back to the old world in these Buffalo Bill ships, passing my ancestors going the other way. And the image always was, I don't know where I came up with it, but I just thought about that. Taking these Indians over to the old world to perform after we've completely almost wiped them out. I don't know. I mean, they're getting back in a way, in a controversial way, by opening their casinos. God bless them. Let them have the money. But we don't have, like, we have more Holocaust museums in the United States than we have museums for the Native American. And that's, in a way, a shame. Of course, the Holocaust was horrible, but we Holocausted the Indians. They just don't have the media behind them in that way. And it's sad. Sad in a way. So I wanted to get some of that on a little bit into Man from God Knows Where, because we're talking basically about white people coming over here and taking land. But what about Native Americans, you know?
Gather around me, people. Lend an ear now, if you please. This land of yours was settled by bastards, drunks, and thieves. They came to see the elephant, but were driven to their knees. But greed is no disease when you're an outcast. The ones we lost in foreign wars are buried on the hill. Survivors in the suburbs cooking meat up on a grill. Out here a man is measured up in $100 bills. Cheap apartments must be filled by kins of outcasts. Some will live like monarchs and some will ride the dough. The dead will sleep beneath monuments or rot in unmarked holes. Give me your boy, you're tired, you're restless. The American is sold. We We dug your gold and stripped your coal and died like outcasts. The Indian, the buffalo, was slaughtered for their hides. We've created a new species from the melting pot of tribe. Boastful, lustful, arrogant, with unsatiated pride, we rule the world, can't be denied, and we're all outcasts. But where are those potatoes made you brought from Ireland? The ghost of Patrick Russell, Ambrose Larson, Bridget's man. The orphans and the dreamers, those who died by their own hands. Strike up McNamara's band, salute the outcast. Have you forgotten who you are? Forgotten why you came? The graveyards back in Templemore, Bergentown in flames. The recipe for whiskey, the family tree, the family name. Loss of memory, such a shame, yeah, bloody outcast. Stand up and clap your hands, salute the outcast.
I really like the two outcast songs.
Yeah.
Did you write them especially for him?
Dave?
Yeah.
No, but he was... Dave was a good friend of mine, and he has that persona, you know, the barker, the carnival barker. I was always fascinated with the carnival, but yeah, I probably wrote it with him in mind, like, gather around me, people. The huckster. Very much, I think, an American character. And boy, did he love it. Dave Van Ronk was a guy who, not only was he a great folk blues guitar player, but he did a lot of Bertolt Brecht stuff, things like this. So he was very into the idea of the cabaret and the dark humor of this. A lot of this has disappeared. You're not allowed to be an outsider anymore. I mean, it's such conformist society. Not so much in Europe, but here, that these voices, which is why I really dug what you guys do and did, the beat thing, that happened, you know. I mean, it doesn't seem like there's anything like that now. It's so homogenized. And I don't think there's a lot of room for outsiders.
There was this real island mentality in San Francisco when I first arrived here in 1950. I mean, I arrived with a sea bag over my shoulder on the ferry. I'd come overland on the train. I arrived at the ferry building, and I walked up Market Street, and the people I overheard talking or I spoke to, it's like a total island mentality. First,
wow. Wow. Yeah.
And we really lost it here now. Where's the island mentality? I mean, it seemed to me in the 1950s in San Francisco, San Franciscans considered themselves San Franciscans first and then secondly members of the United States, as if San Francisco was sort of an offshore republic.
Outcasts, circus performers, artists, poets. We don't put them on our money like they do in Ireland. They used to put James Joyce on the money in Ireland because that's what they thought of him. Here we put presidents. We fly the flag half-mast when Ronald Reagan dies. I mean, why don't we fly it half-mast for Ray Charles, who reached far more people in a more important way? This is our country, too.
I've been interviewed by TV and radio people who say, how do you feel always being in having just a minority voice in your minority culture? And there's an argument to be made in answer to that, saying that we're really the dominant culture. We're the mainstream. Oh, yeah, they use the word mainstream. How do you feel always being excluded from the mainstream and not having any voice? Not just the poets and artists and songwriters and performers, and not just what's recognized as counterculture, but the huge population, a large percentage of the total population really is against the dominant rulers now. We're really the mainstream.
I was looking at all these personal histories of, you know, coming from Ireland and from Norway and Sweden. That was kind of amazing. Did you have sources for that, letters?
Yes, especially the Irish. One of the guys, Patrick Russell, what they would do, I think, back then in 1910 or 15, he dictated a page to his daughter or something. And so we have that verbatim. Somebody typed it up. And he just matter-of-factly says the things I put into the song about him. I came here on a boat called the Tyree. We landed wherever that was, up near Montreal, Quebec, which a lot of them landed up there, and then they walked. To me, it was the stories that were amazing, that these guys came over here with a bundle under their arms or something, and a little bit of money, and then they got off a boat. Then they walk down, they lose people, and they walk down into the heart of America, and the night we heard the wolves howl. I mean, those are all his words.
My name is Patrick Russell. I have led a Christian life. I speak of family history as it's transcribed by my wife. I sit here in New Hampton. The year is 1910. Looking back from Iowa toward Mother Ireland, I was born in Templemore in 1825. Recall a happy boyhood until my mother died. Starvation crept across the land. America's our dream. 6 cruel weeks on stormy seas aboard the ship Tyreen. American primitive man in an American primitive land. I wash my face in a frying pan. American primitive man. At last we docked in old Quebec. The English offered barman ground. But we lived too long under English rule. To United States we're bound. By train and then by cattle boat. Ah, the filth down in that hold. We landed in Milwaukee. Trekked 200 miles or more. A sack of new potatoes was carried by each man. 4 spades for cultivation we brought from Ireland. We worked at splitting railroad ties. Bought 1 old milking cow. A quarter section uncleared land. 2 oxen and a plow. At night we heard the wolves howl on our newly purchased farm. And starving lads from the Civil War took shelter in our barn. The Larsons and the Cooneys, the Russells, the Malloys. We tilled the soil of Iowa and grew a spate of girls and boys. American primitive man in an American primitive land. A whiskey still in an oatmeal can. American primitive man. I'm an American primitive man.
just happens. I'm writing the same kind of book you wrote in The Man from God Knows Where. I've got this ongoing project. It's on book two now, called Americus. Uh-huh. And like, it's the man who from God knows where is Americus. It's just not one individual, but the composite of all the people who went into making one American.
The Man from God Knows Where. Yeah. When I had heard that title, a lot of people come up to me in Ireland with, I've seen his grave, which is down near Cork. And of course, he was hung during the United Irish Rebellion. But
is this Patrick Russell?
Thomas Russell. This is Thomas Russell. He was a patriot. And here's the poem, which is a beautiful poem. Into our townland on a night of snow rode a man from God knows where. None of us bade him stay or go, deemed him friend nor damned him foe, but we stabled his big roan mare. For in our townland we're decent folk. If he didn't speak, none of us spoke. We sat while the fire burned low. And it goes on and on until he rides out of this bar. He comes into the bar, which I guess was true. And then he disappears. He doesn't have a drink. He's just trying to warm up. The end of the poem, of course, and we went on, and then he sees some commotion. The narrator sees some commotion in the town square a couple years later. And the man they were hanging in down Patrick Gale was the man from God knows where. So he rides into town, sees they're hanging this guy. It's a great poem. And I don't even know if I had the poem before I wrote some of the record. Eventually, lots of people gave me the poem. If I'm performing some of the song, as I did in Belfast a couple weeks ago, I recite a little of the poem from memory, and they love that. I say that an old man recited it to me in a bar, which he did, and gave it to me kind of and said, "You Americans come over here and steal everything. Listen to this."
Come gather round me, children, a story I will tell. I've been around since Jesus met the woman at the well. I've walked these roads 10,000 years. I'm a ragtime millionaire. I am the rake and the rambling saint. I am the man from God knows where. Oh, they hung me in down Patrick, up near St. Patrick's tomb. My ghost rose up in the peat fire smoke toward the rising of the moon. Now as I drift through your villages, all the maidens stop and stare. There goes old Tom the vagabond. He's the man from God knows where. So rise up, all you ancestors, and dance upon your grave. I've come to hear your voices now, so maybe I'll be saved. Cursed are we who forget the past, but pray and don't despair. My song might haunt your dreams tonight. I'm the man from God knows where.
Thomas Russell, the man from God knows where, was a leader of the United Irish Rebellion against England. He was captured and hung at Downpatrick Jail on October 21, 1803. This was the first half of an hour-long radio program with the singer-songwriter Tom Russell and Lawrence Ferlinghetti. All songs are from the 1999 CD The Man from God Knows Where and were written by Tom Russell. Russell is also the singer, except for The Outcast, which was sung by Dave Van Ronk. In the song entitled Patrick Russell, Tom was joined by Iris Dement. Tom Russell was born in Los Angeles in 1950 and now makes his home on the border in El Paso, Texas. He started performing in bars along Skid Row in Vancouver, B.C. He has recorded 18 albums of original material and published 2 books. Tom Russell's website is www.tomrussell.com. Russell is spelled with 2 S and 2 L's. TomRussell.com. You can find that link on TUC Radio's website, www.tucradio.org. That's tucradio.org. Look under Newest Programs. You can get information how to get a copy of the one-hour program on The Man from God Knows Where by calling us. TUC Radio is free to all radio stations. Call us anytime at 877-TUC-TAPE for information on how to order. Our toll-free phone number 877-TUC-TAPE translates into 1-877-882-8273. My name is Maria Gelarden. Thank you for listening. Give us a call.